Welcome into the Woods podcast. I am your host, Ryan Woods. Welcome to the Into the Woods podcast. How are you on this fine Monday or Tuesday or Wednesday, whenever you're listening to this, the last week of January? January, the longest month of the year. I know it only has 31 days. I know January, and it's only got 31 days, but buddy, is there any month longer than January? People are asking. It's just every day. It's just gray, gloomy, wet, cloudy, foggy, snow, cold. Every day. It's every day. It's like Groundhog Day. I know why people move to places regardless of the home prices and the home values and the cost of living. I know why they go to places like Phoenix and Los Angeles and, you know, places where it's warm, kind of 95% of the time, Florida even. I think people go there, and I know I always say you'd miss the seasons, and you would miss the seasons. It would get old, but man, would it be nice to just be like, all right, it's 60 degrees today. Because it's not even so much the first time it gets cold out. I can handle the cold. I can handle, you know, 20 and below, whatever. It's just cold. It just is what it is. But the moment it like gets warm again, it gets weird. It's not even so much the shock of, you know, 40 degrees down to 20 or 15. It's the shock of 15 back up to 40. I feel warm. I feel weird. I don't know what to wear. I'm like, should I pack a coat? Should I wear a coat? Do I wear a lighter sweater? You know, I don't know. That's just Northeast. That's Northeast living. That's Midwest living. What's the point of that, Ryan? I don't know, dude. Weather's been weird. But the weather's never weird. I actually saw a TikTok. All great stories start with the word I saw a TikTok. I saw a TikTok that said, the weather's going to be weird early on in February. No, it's not. The weather just happens. I don't like when people complain about the weather. It just is, okay? If it's cold out, it's cold out. Can't change it. If it's hot out, it's hot out. Can't change it. If it's raining, it's raining. Snowing, snowing. So on, so on, so on. It just is. Now, if there was like an event coming, like a hurricane or a tornado or a bomb cyclone, then maybe I'd be like, all right, the weather's going to be a little weird. I might be snowed in. But if it's just going to be normal cold, there's nothing weird about that. That's just normal weather. So, but you know, people got to get views on TikTok, and I love that. And talk about getting views and talk about engagement. No one gets more engagement than Taylor Swift, hence why she gets 30 seconds of airtime on NFL football games. And the people that seem to not want to see Taylor Swift the most seem to always talk about Taylor Swift the most and how they don't want to see Taylor Swift the most. They just want to see big, meaty men slapping meat. They don't want to see Taylor Swift cheering somebody on. You know, the most famous person in the world for 30 seconds. Now, they've never complained about seeing, you know, the quarterback's family. When they pan to the family, show us the game. Hey, buddy, I'm a Browns fan. If they could show a fan in the stands that's not wearing a pumpkin on their head, and if they showed Taylor Swift, I sat through 3 hours willingly. 3 hours. Willingly through Browns games in my life where DeShone Kizer, Cody Kessler, RG3, Josh McCown, Johnny Manziel, so on, so on, so on. I sit through those games willingly. If they would have taken 30 seconds and been like, here's Taylor Swift, who's kind of hot, respectfully, for 10 seconds, I'd be like, wow, that was a nice break from whatever the hell's going on the field. I don't know what it is. Why do people hate Taylor Swift? Why do they hate seeing her? She's very famous. Remember when the Cowboys played and we had to see like Jessica Simpson wearing a pink Tony Romo jersey? Tony Romo, who sucks on commentary. Oh, I don't know, Jim. Oh, Jim, this one might be a play action pass, Jim. I think they run play action here and then they throw it. Oh, Jim. Oh, here we go. Oh, it's a big play, Jim. It's actually second down and 10. Oh, it's a big play, Jim. Second down and 10 in the second quarter. Oh, it's a big play. Oh, he could have had him there, Jim. If he would have just turned left and then hit through his hips, you see here. He starts drawing on the screen like he's John Madden. Do they tell Tony Romo to try to guess every single play? Oh, this might be a play action pass, Jim. I don't know. And he's grabbing him probably. Tony Romo's got to be so annoying. He gets paid so much money to do what he does. Good for him. He'll be doing the Super Bowl. I'll live with it. I don't really care about announcers. But you just know that he just never stops talking. Never stops. Never lets the game breathe. It's always just him talking. You think the refs... Hey, the refs wanted to see Taylor Swift to the Super Bowl. That's good for ratings. The funniest thing... I hate sports conspiracy person. I hate them so much. I hate people who think everything is predetermined in sports. Dude, this is what they want, dude. They want Taylor Swift in the Super Bowl. So they had to have the refs call a bunch of flags on the Ravens. Or the Ravens just gave up on running the football. That's also possible. Dude, they wanted Taylor Swift for the ratings of the Super Bowl. The ratings of the Super Bowl, the most watched television event, like 50 years running, they needed Taylor Swift. They've been fine without her for 50 years, but, you know, if they can grab an extra couple eyeballs of people who are probably already going to watch, oh no. Dude, you see the Super Bowl? They're telling us, dude. Yeah, they're telling us. They have the colors of the Super Bowl logos. Tell us the teams. Do you think, now, the NFL, if it were predetermined, would they make it so blatant, or was it just a coincidence? Would they tell you? That's the funniest thing about conspiracy people. You never think more than surface level, and that's why you're, you know, a conspiracy person. You're always thinking just surface level. Would they tell you? If there was some grandiose conspiracy, you think they're letting a graphic get by where it might tell everybody what was going on or what was going to happen in the Super Bowl? Think about that. I know you won't think about it because it might hurt, but think about it. Nevertheless, the Taylor Swift thing is so funny. Like, who gives a shit? The people that seem to hate seeing Taylor Swift the most can't seem to help themselves saying they hate seeing Taylor Swift the most. If you hated seeing her so much, you wouldn't talk about it, right? Or do you not hate seeing her and do you secretly love it, but you're so afraid of what people might think of you if you're like, oh my God, look at Taylor, curly hair, she's so pretty. You can't say that, because if you said that, people might question your, you know, sexuality. You think that's how it works? I sat 3 rows back from the stage of Taylor Swift. You want to talk about chicks? Dude, I don't know what it is. Do you guys only want to hang out with dudes? Look, as a guy, as a known Swiftie who went to a Taylor Swift show, I'll tell you what, the girls at the Taylor Swift show, there was way more girls at a Taylor Swift show than there ever were and ever are at a football game. I've been to both, football game, Taylor Swift show. If you're a guy, wouldn't you want to go to the Taylor Swift show because there's a bunch of girls? And I know what you're thinking. Oh, Ryan, they were all underage. No, they weren't. Plenty of them were of age. Actually, I would say 95% it felt like. So what are you doing? Sounds like you're leaving yourself out. You're the weirdos. You just want to see big, meaty men slapping meat? You know, God forbid they break in every once in a while and be like, hey, look, hot girl. Because the reality is, the reason I hate seeing Taylor Swift at the football games is because I know that Travis Kelce is dating Taylor Swift. Screw Travis Kelce. Good looking. Good at football. Popular podcast. All things I'm not. Oh, yeah, and is dating Taylor Swift. Cherry on top. Ryan, aren't you engaged? Yeah, I know, but if Taylor Swift hit me up, you know, that might be the one person Dana wouldn't be mad at me about. So, yeah, it's screw Travis Kelce. If that's what we're all mad about, that's fine. Because Travis Kelce is living my dream. Travis Kelce is who I want to be. I wish I was Travis Kelce. He's got a great life. If I could switch lives with somebody, you know, comparison's the thief of joy. But if I could trade lives with somebody, I'd be like right now, it'd be probably like, oh, Travis Kelce, what's he got going on? Oh, he's dating the biggest star in the world. He's going to the biggest event in the world, you know, the Super Bowl, where he's going to be a prominent star in that game. Oh, let me think. I'd probably want to be him. Duh. Is that why we hate seeing Taylor Swift? Because it reminds us how mediocre our lives are? It might be. She was really excited yesterday when he scored. She's either super supportive. Taylor Swift is one of two things. Either super supportive and a loving partner. Or when Travis Kelce scored yesterday, Taylor Swift had a millie on Travis Kelce scoring first TD. If she was smart, she would download FanDuel and put a millie on Travis Kelce first TD. Imagine that. If I was ultra rich, dude, I'd be making so many dumbass bets. Know that. I would be dumb on the thing. I'd go broke. I'd go broke. I'd be like, oh yeah, she makes how much money does Taylor Swift make a day? I mean, gazillion? She could put a half a zilly. Half a zilly on a first TD score. When I'm betting a first TD score, I'm throwing, 50 cents. I'm like, maybe you could turn this 50 cents into $8. And it never hits. I've just wasted so much money, so... Whatever, that's football, man. Shout out to the Kansas City Chiefs. Just another year, Kansas City Chiefs going to the Super Bowl. Fucking Patrick Mahomes, dude. Must be nice having Patrick Mahomes. As I was watching football yesterday, I was sitting on the couch enjoying football. Maybe a diet soda was being enjoyed. I'm sitting there just enjoying it, watching football. And I think to myself, so every so often, like a commercial break maybe, after a big play, maybe after the fumble by Zay Flowers, I thought, what do people do that don't like sports? Are they like on a walk or reading a book or, finishing up a show or something? Because I love sports. Give me sports over all of those things. Hey, Ryan, you want to go for a walk? You want to go to the pumpkin patch? No, I want to watch sports. I love sports. I love any type of sport. Racing sport. Running sports, ball sports, all the above sports, combat sports, all the above. Give me sports over anything. I thought about that. I was like, I work with people who don't care for sports. What do they do with their lives? Do they have healthy relationships with their parents or, do they talk about their feelings? Give me sports. Give me sports. That's what I want. But yeah, Detroit Lions. You knew it had to happen, Detroit. The funniest thing about the Lions losing, or the reality of the Lions losing, I guess, was too many good things happened to you, Detroit. You know that. It was too good to be true. I know it as a Browns fan. I've never reached those heights. I've never been up 17 in a championship game where I'm headed to the Super Bowl if we could just hang on. That's never happened to me. But didn't it kind of feel like when you didn't get the first fourth down, then you immediately punted out of half, I think, or they got the ball back, and then the ball hit your guy in the face, and then Brandon Ayuk catches it, and then you immediately fumble, and then it's tied. Like, it just... you knew it had to come for you eventually. It's like that death meme. It's like, oh, well, I'm here. I'm here to take you guys back down to earth. And you're like, no, can't we have that 2 weeks of in between the Super Bowl? Let this happen in the Super Bowl, please. And he's like, no, no, it has to happen now. And you're like, no. You knew it had to happen, Detroit. Good for you. Heck of a season of success for the Detroit Lions. But once again, we get to argue about analytics for 9 months. Isn't that awesome? I know why Dan Campbell was aggressive. He's always aggressive, right? And he didn't drop those passes. But what analytics doesn't take into account, analytics didn't fumble. Analytics didn't drop the passes for the Lions. But it's about momentum. It's how your team is playing. They weren't playing good. That's what's forgotten. Is, yes, you can use the odds of like, okay, maybe if we kick a field goal here, it's only three, but if we can get these 2 yards, and we've been getting yards. But... reality was, you felt it slipping away. You needed to slow the momentum. You needed to get points, reset, TV timeout in between a kickoff. That's a long time. That's 3 minutes. In real time, maybe even five. You kick the field goal, you trot out there. They have to trot out there because we have to do the whole kickoff thing. Nobody even returns kickoffs anymore. So you'd slow the momentum. But instead, The ball bounces off the guy's chest, and then the defense is running around. That place is rocking. And the offense comes out, ball bounces off the face. Touchdown. So, you know, I understand the argument. I don't hate that Dan Campbell was aggressive, but I'd be sick to my stomach if Kevin Stefanski could have taken 6 points. Instead, he went for 2 fourth downs. When we were up 17, we blew a 17-point lead in the championship game. I'd be sick. I'd be sick over that. Ryan, what's your pick for the Super Bowl? What's your pick for the Super Bowl? My pick for the Super Bowl is simple. I have a rule in my life when it comes to football, and the pick for the Super Bowl is no different than that. Patrick Mahomes is involved in the game. I'm going to pick Patrick Mahomes. Oh, Ryan, but he didn't score in the second half against the Ravens. Yeah, no, he didn't have to. I'm going to pick Patrick Mahomes. That's just what I'm going to do. That's just who I am. Sorry, he's 14-3 in the playoffs, and he's lost to Joe Burrow maybe when he was concussed, and two games to Tom Brady. Might only have been one game to Tom Brady if D Ford lined up onside. So I'll take my chances with Patrick Mahomes. Sorry. I mean, he's the greatest quarterback I've watched. Just physically. I mean, Brady was cerebral. He was quick. Ball was out. Mahomes does this shit that's just so fucking annoying as a fan watching. If you're like a Ravens fan yesterday and you think you have him, and then he makes a 10-second play, then you still hit him, but he gets the ball away right on time, and then it lands in the hands of Travis Kelce. Then they pan up to Taylor Swift, and you're sitting there at your stupid apartment, and you're like, fuck! I hate seeing girls! Why do they show me girls when I'm watching football? That's how silly the argument is, by the way. Nonetheless, enough talking about Taylor Swift and the girls. What else did I do this week? Oh, I had a long week last week, folks. If you're a fella and you think you're excited when your, you know, wife, girlfriend, fiance leaves the house, it was cool. I mean, it was really cool to be alone for like 12 hours. I think Monday night last week, after I recorded the podcast, I think I went upstairs, sat on the couch, put my hands on my knees, and was just like, fuck, what am I going to do? I got nobody here to bother. I got nobody here to annoy. I was so bored without Dana here last week. I had an argument. I got home. And usually when I get home, Dana has to deal with something that pissed me off throughout the day. And I'll come home and I'll just guns ablaze and throw it off of her. Like, you know, I'll be like, bow, 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 shooting her with like an argument. It's never an argument with her. It's just like an argument I'm having. And she has to like reassure me or say something or laugh. And she wasn't here to do that. So I argued with myself, got in an argument with myself, disagreed with myself, then agreed to disagree with myself, and then was mad about that. I was like, I'm so fucking stupid. I hate myself. And I sat on the couch and just took a deep breath and was like, this was on Monday night. This was on Tuesday night. Sorry. I'm like, I just need to go for a walk. And I didn't go for a walk because it was fucking raining. And I just turned this little walking pad on, turned on YouTube, which has a shit ton of ads, and I watched some BS on YouTube. So that's what I was up to last week. It wasn't awesome, I gotta admit. It was not a great time. It's kind of a bummer. But, you know, the distance makes the heart grow fonder. And that it did. That it did. And so, that was kind of my week. I really didn't do anything else. What did I do on Saturday? Oh, Dana went dress shopping. That's cool. Saturday, I just worked out. I've been doing so much cardio. And I got to be honest with you. 30 minutes of cardio a day has changed my life. I'm not some fitness guru. I'm not some guy that's trying to sell you anything. I'm just telling you, 30 minutes of cardio a day has changed my life. I'm not talking about going really slow either. You know, you got to push yourself. You got to push yourself. But I do 30 minutes on the stair stepper, level 7, whatever the hell that means. I think it worked out to, let's see, I did 12 minutes. I had 50 floors. So what's 12 divided by 50? Let's get the calculators out. 50 divided by 12. We got 4.2, basically. 4.2 floors a minute. So that's the speed I'm going at. It's pretty good, I think. I mean, I'm sweating my ass off when I'm doing it. But that 30 minutes of cardio has changed my life. I feel a lot better. I feel like more complete after my workouts. Because sometimes I go in there, I'm doing the weights. And like, you know, I'm not a sweaty individual while I'm doing the weights. I really don't get all that sweaty. I don't know if it's the intensity or what. I mean, I try to do a lot of weight and a lot of reps, but you know, sometimes it doesn't work out. I mean, I sweat, but I'm not like, you know, drenched. And I miss that feeling. I remember being in sports, doing sports, and just like wanting that feeling of like, I did something today. I worked really hard. I got that done. That's what the feeling is. When you get off the stair stepper for 30 minutes, you do your 125 floors, and then you're done. You know, it feels good when you're done. So I've been feeling better. My body feels better. My back. I will tell you that I've had to stretch a lot more over the last few years or last few weeks because of my back. But I have been feeling better. I've been grabbing my knee. Dude, I'm almost putting my fucking head on my knee. Now, let me tell you something. When I get flexible, they don't want to see me be flexible. They don't want to see me pliable. They don't want to see me limber. Okay? Because I'm getting limber, pal. I can put my hands under my, like, on bottoms of my feet. I can, like, grip my foot. Like, I can grab the outside of my foot, wrap my hand around my feet, and almost pull my head to my knee. I'm getting fucking limber, fellas. I'm getting fucking limber. They don't want to see a young man getting limber. Anyways, I have a new segment. We're going to debut a new segment on the End of the Woods podcast, and it's called Dudes Are Horny. Now, you might ask yourself, Ryan, what does that mean? What do you mean by new segment? Well, on this new segment of the End of the Woods podcast, we'll be going over Horniest Dude of the Week, H-Word Dude of the Week. And this week, the winner of Horniest Dude of the Week is Vince McMahon. Maybe a criminal, but if there's one thing we don't do on the End of the Woods podcast, and that is kink shame. And there's one thing that old, rich, white dudes are, and that is kinky, and we will not kink shame. But when you become so rich, so white, and no one's ever told you no, you literally want to poop on people. And let me tell you something, Vince McMahon, he's a pooper. So here's the reality. Vince McMahon, as you know, I'm a good friend. I'm a big fan of WWE. And WWE is obviously was founded by Vincent McMahon. And he is the one that made it what it is today. And he resigned because he was accused of sexual assault and sex trafficking. Now, here's the problem. I don't want to create a free account. Do I have to? Jesus fucking Christ. Can I just continue with Apple? Just send me a shit ton of emails. You know what I mean? Like, I should have just had this up. I don't want to sign in. I'm not doing that. Can I just see the text messages? He sent some horny text messages. And the problem is with Vince McMahon is he is horny. And old rich white dudes, you know, they're horny. I want to skip this ad. I'm going to get redirected. Okay, so group after horrific R-word and sex trafficking claims. Slammed by allegations of R-word, defecation, gross, sex trafficking, and more. Vince McMahon is out. And Vince McMahon is very, very horny. Him and John Laurinaitis, who I believe is the one of the more prominent board members of the WWE, Vince McMahon is a liability as he gets older. The reason I'm so staunchly against This is why I do not... Vince McMahon is a good test case in why we should not have... Just another list. To add it to the list of the reasons why the President of the United States should not be over the age of 65. Ryan, it's not ageism. It's not ageism. But the problem is, you get these guys over 65 years old, and they're just off the rails. Vince McMahon. No kink shame, but maybe kink shame because you're criminal. Donald Trump. Dude, I mean, what is going on? And then Joe Biden, old. Why do we need these guys? Why do they want to do this? If the retirement age is like, what, 64, I could take my 401k out. Why are we allowing people 14 years older than 64, or some cases even older than that, running for president? Why do we allow that? So the horny dude of the week is Vince McMahon. Well, congratulations to Vince McMahon being the inaugural winner of the first ever Into the Woods podcast, Horny Dude of the Week. Congratulations. Claps all around. Thank you. Thank you. Also criminal, maybe. We'll see how it goes. Also, I saw, speaking of presidential elections, you have to be a glutton for pain. You have to be into some weird, weird stuff if you run for president. It's just so embarrassing. Like, think, for example, Ron DeSantis. He did nothing but embarrass himself. He just showed us how much of a weirdo he is for, like, I don't know, 8 months. And then he has to, like, quit and be like, actually, all those mean things I said about the guy I'm running against, yeah, I'll vote for him too. We all should. Yay. Forget all those mean things I said. Now he could say a bunch of mean things about me. Yay. Why would you want to do that? Why subject yourself to running for president? It's so embarrassing. That's all I have to say about that. No other political talk on this podcast, please. I think that's all I had. I think that's all I had for this week. I have more things for next week. Maybe we could do another show. You know, if you guys want to come back, that would be fun. That would be fun. So thank you all for listening. That's the podcast. Follow me at the links below. Subscribe to the show. Maybe even subscribe to the YouTube channel. I think we have like 315, 316 subscribers over there. You know, things are going well. Things are progressing. While slowly, they're progressing. I will talk to you all next week. Love you. Bye-bye. We get it almost every night. And when that moon gets a big and bright, it's a supernatural delight. Every border was dancing in the moonlight. Everybody here is out of sight. Everybody here is out of sight.